Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And this is this day in history, December the 13th. Many people in Massachusetts celebrate this day because in 1636, on this day, the Massachusetts Bay Colony formed the first militias in the United States, three militia regiments. They said to defend the colony from the Pequots. What they forgot to tell us was the Pequots were there first. It was their land. Some people recognize this day as the founding of the National Guard of the United States. This is a day in 1937 that the Japanese forces captured Nanking, and they massacred 200,000 people, raping and mutilating at least 20,000 women and girls of all ages, one of the most horrendous day in human history. This is a day in 1939 that Gone with the Wind premiered in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is a day in 1944 that black women were admitted into the WAVES, the Navy, the Women's Naval Corps. On this day in 1958, helped leading to the War of Independence, the Algerians were denied their independence by the United Nations. And on this day, the Cubans reached an agreement in 1988 to pull out of Angola. But we forget on this, looking at the death of Nelson Mandela, that the Cubans played a huge role in that by defeating the South African forces in Namibia and in Angola, weakening their hold on power. People forget the major role that Cuba played in that. This was the day in 2003 that Saddam Hussein was captured by the United States forces at a farmhouse in Adwar, near his hometown of Tikrit. And on this day, interesting enough, in 2012, a law was implemented that made it mandatory for television commercials in the United States. The FCC said they can no longer be louder than regular TV programs. On this day in 1818, Mary Todd Lincoln was born. And what's interesting, on this day in 1903, the great Ella Baker was born. She died on this day, same day in 1986. She was one of the mothers of the Civil Rights Movement. She's the one who got SNCC started, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, telling young people fighting for civil rights to stand up, form your own organization. She truly was the mother, godmother of the modern civil rights movement and of young people battling for their rights in this country. This was the day in 1925 that Dick Van Dyke was born. In 1967, Jamie Foxx, one of America's great actors, Academy Award-winning actor for his role as Ray Charles, born on this day in 1967. And that is this day in history. December the 13th. Take a brief break. We come back. It's time to talk about Sankofa, dance, Kwanzaa, coming to our community. Stay with us.